أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and focusing on the letter that Imam Ali al-Islam writes to Imam Hassan al-Islam on his way back to Siffin, which constitutes letter number 31 in Nahj al-Balagha. Let us continue, because this letter in itself gives us pointers of how to be able to use our life in the best possible way. Especially in these months, in this month in particular, especially in these nights, the very few that are remaining, to ponder over the advice that Imam Ali al-Islam has given and to be able to apply it to our lives. He says, وَعْلَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ, know my son, إِنَّمَا أَنَّكَ إِنَّمَا خُلِقْتَ لِلْآخِرَةِ لَا لِلْدُّنْيَا. Be aware that you have been created for the Akhirah, not for this world. You were created for fatality, or in other words, annihilation, not for life in this world. For death, not for life. Be aware, you are in a house from which you may depart at any moment. You are living, my son, you're living in a shelter where you should provide your provisions. You're on the way to eternity. You're being driven by death, chased by death, the death from which the runner away cannot escape. Death finally catches up on all of us. Be aware of death, my son. Be prepared for it. Do not let yourself in a condition where death can surprise you. Sometimes you tell yourself that you will repent, but death could come between you and your repentance. In such a position, my son, you have destroyed yourself. Then he says, Ya Bunayya, akthir min dhikr al-maut. O my son, remember death a lot. Wa dhikri ma tahjumu alayhi. Because it is the event you are approaching. Be well prepared for death. Do not let it catch you without having prepared yourself ahead of time. O my son. Ya Bunayya, he says, take guard against falling in love with material things of the world. Never become proud. Allah has already let you know of this world. Those who hanker after the world are like dogs which bark all the time. They're like beasts which might tear one another apart at any moment. The tyrants annihilate the poor. The elders destroy the young. They're like beasts whose legs are fettered. They have lost their right tracks. They're taking wrong steps. They're left in a desert which is infested with pests. They're walking on sand dunes. They lack any guide to protect them. The world has put them in an unknown land. It has deprived them of road signs. They're left in the perplexities of the world alone. Drowning in the worldly assets, they have adopted these assets as their owners. The world is playing with them and they're being played with the world. They have forgotten beyond this world. Remember, my son, the ones who hasten to reach the caravan are more successful than the rest. Now, a lot of points here concerning philosophy of creation. The readiness of the human being for death, a picture of the world and those who worship the world. Let's look at it in separate aspects. Let's first look at the philosophy of the creation of the human being. You have not been created for this world, he said. You have been created for another world. This world is a means. So, because Imam tells him, you are living in a house from which you will depart at any moment. So the creation of the human being was for a purpose far higher than we may deem it to be. It wasn't to be born, to eat, to drink, to sleep, to procreate and die. It was for a higher reason, to be able to convert the material into energy, into light energy, to convert earth into light, into divine energy. So he tells him about the philosophy of creation. Then he warns through a delicate simile. He said that death, he compared it to where a hunter who is chasing the hunted. He said death makes a man run, just like the hunter makes the hunted run, only to be trapped and caught a little later. and there is no two ways about it. Then he tells his son to remember death a lot. Because when you remember death a lot, you then become prepared for it. He tells him, استعد للموت قبل نزول الموت. Get ready for death before it arrives. That doesn't mean to have a morbid attitude. It means to have a positive attitude. It means to be able to work for a macro goal, a goal way beyond ourselves. It doesn't mean abandoning the world. There was a man once who was actually blaming the world. And Imam Ali alayhi salam tells him, you're blaming the world while you're defeated by pride for this world? You're deceived by it. He said, should you complain of the tyrannies of the world or should the world complain about your cruelties? When did the world deceive you? Did the world deceive you when your ancestors were taken under the earth? Did the world manifest itself in such ways? The world is a place of honesty and rightfulness for a person who behaves honestly. It's a place for health for one who figures it out. It's a place for generosity for one who makes his provisions. It's a place for advice for one who can take advice. It is the masjid for the angels of Allah. It's a place of the revelation of Allah. It is fair for the men of Allah. They earn their jannah and their benevolence here. So it's to utilize the world in a positive way. Another hadith from Imam Bakr alayhi salam says that one day he saw Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari who was complaining. Imam says, why are you so sad? Are you complaining about the world? And Jabir said, yes. And Imam said, Jabir, listen. The main source of worldly pleasures are seven. Eating, drinking, clothing, intimacy, riding, smelling and hearing. He says, the most delicious food in the world is honey, which is the saliva of a bee. The most palatable drinks is water, which is running. The best clothing is silk, which is the saliva of a silkworm. He says, the best kind of smells or fragrances is the musk, which is from the navel of the deer. The best kind of hearing is music. Jabir, if this is the story of the world, why are you so sad? And Jabir says, I swear to Allah, upon hearing the speech from Baqir, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, I never thought of the world anymore. If we really think about the things we're complaining about, utilize them in positive ways to move forward. Imam continues along the same lines to tell his son, وَعَلَمْ يَا بُنَيَّ and know my son. أَنَّ مَنْ كَانَتْ مَطِيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ فَإِنَّهُ يُصَارُ بِهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ وَاقِفًا وَيَقْطَعُ الْمَصَافَةَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُكِيمًا أَوَادِئًا. He's telling him that be aware, my son. Everyone who is riding on the carriage of night and day is being carried by them, even though he may be stationary. And he is covering the distance, even though he is staying and resting. In other words, as human beings, we are riding on time. We have no control over it. We cannot hold on to time and say, wait, it will move on and so shall we, whether we wish to be positive about it or proactive about it or not. And then Imam tells him, وَعْلَمْ نَوْ يَكِينًا أَنَّكَ لَنْ تَبْلُغَ عَمَلَكَ. Know with certainty that you will never attain all your wishes. You cannot exceed your death. In other words, you cannot exceed your destined life. You are walking on the same path that others have walked on before. Therefore, my son, be humble in seeking and moderate in earning, because often seeking leads to deprivation. Every seeker of livelihood does not get it, nor is everyone who is moderate in seeking deprived. Keep yourself away from every low thing, even though they may take you to your desired aims, because you will not get any return for your own respect which you spend. Don't be the slave of others, for Allah has made you free. There is no good in good which is achieved through evil, and no good in comfort that is achieved through a hardship that disgraces you. Then he says, O my son, beware lest bearers of greed should carry you and make you descend down to the springs of destruction. If you can manage that there be no wealthy person between yourself and Allah, do so, because in any case you will find what is for you and get your share. a little received directly from Allah is more dignified than that which is more but is received through the obligation of His creation, although really Allah is the source of all assets. So let's look at some of the things that Imam has mentioned in this aspect. First, he says, know that you will not gain all your wishes. Because the human being, you see, happiness is a coefficient. We have a need, when it is met, we're happy. And we have another need, that is met, and we're happy. So these needs or these wishes will increase. So there's a very simple statement. Know that all your wishes, all your desires will not be met. Try your best, but don't lament over those that are not met. Then he says, keep up your generosity under any condition. Imam tells him that you are created free and therefore you should remain free. Freedom is a gift of God. Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells those who have sold their religion to the world, he says, people are slaves to the world. Religion is uttered only on their tongues. While religion does not hurt their lives, they use its name. But at critical junctures, true believers are very, very few. Let not your habits make you slaves. And this month is the best month to break away from those habits that enslave us. Imam tells him, my son, if happiness and abundance are illegally obtained, they are worthless. A very self-explanatory statement that we need to think about. And finally, he says, avoid greed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no meaner person than a greedy one. He said, avoid greed, for it is the present need. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْتَمَعَ فَإِنَّهُ الْفَقْرُ الْحَاذِرُ. And finally, very finally, right at the end, he tells his son, do not ask people what you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is little, far better than having asked and humiliated yourself in front of people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dharr, avoid asking people for help, which will create humiliation and a speedy poverty. Also entails a long accounting on the day of Qiyamah. Imam Zainul Abideen says, asking people for help causes humiliation in life, destruction of bashfulness, and the lightening of one's dignity and present poverty. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when you ask people, it weakens your tongue. It breaks the heart of the brave one and puts a free man in place of a weakened slave and causes him to lose his face and cancel his daily bread. Try hard. Ask him and he will create a wasila himself. That is why Imam Ali in his letter says, if you can, don't put any mediator between you and your God. Do not ask that go-between for any help. You'll definitely have your share, even if you may receive little, the little which is gained through resorting to Allah, far better than the abundance you get through humiliation. The owners of such abundance in reality do not have anything.